Welcome, everyone, to another episode of, well, I don't know. I've been gone for such a long time, but I just wanted to touch base on the podcast today and all the things that's been going on with the rioting and the activist judges to, well, just everything's been going on. So we'll get into it. And what I have to say is this, that just for those that don't know, these activist judges, they know they can't do what they're doing. They know that these temporary restraining orders are going to be overturned. And for also the general public that doesn't know that Article 1 of our Constitution is for the legislative branch. Article 2 is for the executive branch, totally empowered by the President of the United States, who is elected by the states in this great union. So here's the thing. What most people don't realize, and Article 3 is the judiciary, and the only constitutionally created court is the Supreme Court. The Article 3 gives the legislatures power to create the lower courts. That means the appellate courts, the circuit courts, the district courts. It doesn't matter. The Congress has the power to create those and do away with them, defund them, all that. They had that's what the power that Article 3 of our Constitution gives Congress. So to be clear, my belief is that the only court that has power to review executive orders is the Supreme Court, because it's the co-equal branch of government to the president. However, in Mulberry versus Madison in 1803, the Supreme Court gave the lower courts, when they said the courts have power of review. So they gave the lower courts power of review, which in and of itself is just asinine. They know it. Everybody knows it. Anybody that has any sense whatsoever when it comes to law, they understand that the Supreme Court is the only court that should be able to review executive orders. And if they refuse to hear it, then the order stands. And then that's my take on that. But what most people don't understand about this immigration issue is that the immigration courts are not Article 3 courts, they're Article 2 courts. The immigration courts are controlled by the DOJ. And these people have a certain amount of due process through our Article 2 courts. But what's happening here is the Article 3 courts under habeas is trying to establish the rights of these illegals that they don't have. And the Supreme Court could stop this, but they just don't stop it or don't want to stop it. And it's my take that they just don't want to stop it. I think that they'll wait and drag it out, because you have so many activists that hate Trump, literally hate him. Whether you hate him or like him, he still has a right to perform these duties. And I just think that there's so many activist judges out there that hate him so much, and Republicans and rhinos and deep state officials and people in his cabinet, they're all just trying to sabotage. He's doing a way better job this time than he did the first time, because he didn't realize, oh shit, all these people are after me. And I think he thought that he would be able to negotiate his way through this. And it's a totally different thing than being in business. And another thing, what people need to understand too, is we're not talking about, when with these activist judges, we're not talking about article, a business or a person or even a state that ignores their orders. We're talking about Article 2 powers. And there's been a couple of times in the country where the president suspended habeas. Abraham Lincoln did it. Andrew Jackson did it. He even went so far as to tell Justice Marshall, well, you made your order, so good luck enforcing it. And there's some truth to that. Without Article 2, Article 3 has no power. They don't have any power whatsoever to enforce their own damn orders. So that's the difference. You don't defy a court order. I don't defy a court order. States don't defy a court order, and neither do companies. But when it comes to a co-equal branch of government defying a court order, well, that's a whole different ballgame. Because without the enforcement power of Article 2, Article 3 is a toothless hound. And I don't say that lightly, but it's the truth. There's no way for those courts to be able to enforce their own orders if they keep this up. And if the Supreme Court doesn't get a handle on this shit, what's going to happen is they're going to look like the defunct court that they are if they keep messing around with Article 2. Because, you know, they should know this. They do know this. It's not that they should know this. They know it. They just, they hate Trump so bad that they don't care. And I don't agree with everything Trump does or says or, you know, or some of his policies. Like the, he's going to give a reprieve, so to speak, for farmers and hotel staff and all that. Well, if you're here illegally and you've been here 10 years and you've been working on a farm, maybe you've been exploited, maybe you haven't, I don't know. Giving them a work visa for a certain amount of time and making the farmers adhere to labor standards, that might be a good thing because it gives them time enough to figure out a way to become citizens if they've not committed any crimes except for the crime of being here illegally. Every illegal that's here illegally is a criminal, and that's just a fact. So I don't know. I'm on the fence with both of it. I see both sides. And I'm not trying to take both sides. I'm not. I think if you're here illegally, you need to be gone. But on the second hand, if you've been here 10 or 20 years and you've committed no crime, you've produced and you've paid taxes. And if you hadn't paid taxes, then we need to look at the farmer for why. Why has he not paid taxes? And why are you hiring illegals? Anyway, with that, I digress. But I really also believe that what you have in LA is a powder keg. And I don't know if you know this or not, but in Florida, after that sheriff and the governor came out and says, hey, if they surround your car and you feel threatened, well, just keep driving, meaning they won't run over your ass in Florida if you start trying to do the same shit that you do in LA. Well, guess what? They canceled the protest. No. Surely these paid protesters understand that they don't want to get run over by Floridians who don't give a shit about their protest, who are waving Mexican flags on U.S. soil. If Mexico is so important to you, then go to Mexico. It's just right across the border. So, but that's not what they're doing. These are paid protesters, a lot of them. I won't say all of them, but a lot of them are paid protesters. And I think they'll eventually be arrested. But I also think that if Trump hadn't sent the National Guard in, it would have been a lot worse than it is now. And people, all I can say is that if LA and California and these blue states don't get a handle on their illegals and immigration issues, they can't stand. There's my cat walking back behind me. But they can't stand. There's no way that they can keep this up. These are not protesters. These are violent rioters. When you're throwing bricks and blocks and all that at the police, that you're not a protester. You're an anarchist. And you should be treated as such. I think they ought to bring back water cannons, put out the fires and blow their ass down the street at the same time. And put pink dye in it like some countries do. And then whoever's got pink dye on, lock them up later. But the point being, I know that sounds barbaric and all that. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you fight crime, it's going to fight back at you. And what you're seeing in LA is criminal. And I don't care what the Maxine Waters, the congresswoman that doesn't even live in her district, says. Yeah, it's violent. Anytime someone surrounds your car and beating on your car window or busting it up or setting cars on fire, that's pretty much violent. So, well, that's my take on what's been going on for the past 2 weeks. And all I can say is I think they need to be more like Florida. If you put the same policies in Los Angeles that you do in Florida, you wouldn't have these people doing this because they don't want to get their ass run over. And all I can tell you, if you get your ass run over rioting on the freeway, you don't get in the damn freeway if you don't want to get run over. That's just the bottom line. But again, I digress. I hope everyone's doing well. Stay out of Los Angeles, I guess, until all the protesting is over. And I will catch you guys on the next, hopefully, daily video, or weekly at least. So, see you later.